Hello, and welcome back for a new podcast in our show Between Yesterday and Today. Our today's topic is women in combat. If it can sound like a perfect historical topic to do a throwback to the two world wars in order to talk about women's role in it, we will see during this talk that it can be a very philosophical and sociological subject. Equality between men and women is one of the major challenges of our society, and dozens of podcasts talking about women, made by women, have been made. But I wanted to make my contribution and approach the subject in a different and personal way. I think we can get tired of this subject anyway, and it's still necessary to educate as many people as possible about it. Women in combat. So it's the combat against what? Against who? Men? No, contrary to what many people think, against the patriarchal system we live in. I want to show the interesting thing, that is that women were first part of a combat they were losing and not even given a chance to fight. And then they became recently the soldiers of this combat, taking the lead in order to win the war. Metaphor a little daring, you can say, but totally assumed. So when we go back to the beginning of the world, with Adam and Eve, whether we believe in it or not. It's strange to notice that from the first day of men and women on earth, we are told that Eve ate the apple and Adam followed her, ate it too, and that women were in this way the one to blame. It's crazy to see that in what we are told about the origins of the world, women are already the problem. But it's kind of changed. Later in the story of the world, at the time of the antiquities, women were venerated because they were able to create life. At that time, the physical inequality was in favor of women. We realized that the body of women was so unique, so precious, it was capable to do something men's body couldn't do. People were like, how amazing women are. They can make a baby go out of their body. We need to be nice to them. But since then, the physical inequality changed. It has been reversed. The trends of women of creating life became in a way their weakness. We figured out that men were physically stronger than women. They went to war, they fought, they had the responsibility of the family, made money, and women stayed home having kids and taking care of them, taking care of the house, cleaning. That's maybe where the oppression began, and from that moment on, the combats began too. Since then, discrimination against women has been multiple and very strong. In the society, globally they didn't have a lot of rights, at least far less than men. In the early 20th century, women could not go in the university without their husband's permission. The latter could also forbid them to work and it represented the authority in the family. Abortion was also considered a crime and punishable by death. In France until 1944, women did not have the right to vote. The 70s were a turning point in women's rights. By then, women could open a bank account on their own, get parental authority, and with the emblematic and symbolic figure of Simone Veil, obtain the right to abortion. But still today, we can't count the discriminations women suffer from. In the work area, women are on average paid 25% less than men, and only one woman is at the head of the CAC 40 company so far. In everyday life, women are also subject to discrimination. We can mention harassment. Street harassment is very common. 86% of French women say they have experienced it. Women suffer also often from what we call 2 days in one, and the mental load of the family, with the kids. And even as a kid, little girls are taught to be considerate, to be calm, to help the others, to do calm activities, to read, to write, not to run, not to scream. It's sad to say that this socialization has big influence for their future. They keep this in mind and stay calm. They became just calm women that don't talk a lot, because that's what they are told as little girls. But today, women have entered, in a way, the war. They have begun to be the soldiers of the combat. It began maybe with Simone Veil and figures such as Olympe de Gouges, Marie Curie, Simone de Beauvoir. But recently, it's more of a global women's empowerment movement that is perceptible. It goes beyond the female activists, which for a long time was a movement that summed up feminism. We can mention the Me Too movement, that was a very big moment of women empowerment and just a way for women to talk, to say, to have a voice. The César ceremony in France last year was also a big moment. We can think about Adele's Ellsworth and the polemic concerning Roman Polanski. It was a new way, another moment of women talking. It's also important to see that we now see films where we are shown very strong, independent women character. La Bonne Épouse, a French movie from this summer, is a good example, and Hidden Figures, an American movie from 2016, are very good example of this empowerment in film culture. The current discussion for James Bond as a woman is also very important. Women as superheroes need to be seen more often in films, and I think Marvel has in a way begun to do this. There, we see some change in society globally. It was impossible before for women to say that they don't want kids, they don't want to be married. Now, we hear that a lot, and it's normal. It's a new life men can choose. They have taken what the society wouldn't give them. It's not a revenge. It's clearly what we call an empowerment. Women are in a public space now. We can think about Kamala Harris, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Greta Thunberg. Women finally occupy the public space. Women have indeed a place everywhere a man has one. I advise you to read the books of portraits of women that have changed the vision of the world made by Le Monde. We see also women in the field of humor. Marina Rollman, Blanche Cardin, Amy Schumer, Camille Cotin are just examples of women making their way into the public space and into a world that was for a long time just for men. They are now role models for little girls. They can grow up seeing women having success. Not only the image of women being home, cleaning, cooking, taking care of them. It's very important that we are able to see women speak. Girls have not to be these perfect, amazing, calm creatures society has told us for a long time to be. I'm happy to be able to talk. Women have said stop, enough. The status of victim in this society was not bearable anymore. Women have taken the lead and are not ready to give up on winning this combat. We are looking for an end of all these wars, real wars between countries, of course. But to bring peace in our societies, we need to end all the symbolic wars too, between races and between genders. The war between men and women needs to end. Men and women are equal, not in facts, but in theory. They need to become equal. Feminism, because it's what is at stake here, is not an option. You see, I didn't mention it until now. We hear this word a lot and it loses its sense. But feminism is not a dirty word. It just means the end of a war, the one between men and women, against women. It's not about a desire for women's superiority or supremacy. That's not even what women are asking for. It's about peace, equality, and basic decency between men and women. I have to say that in this war, men can help women. It is also up to them to choose between being a male soldier defending an old system or a human soldier fighting for equality and peace. So what's your choice?